Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey CJ, my name is Leslie Rabtree. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you tell me, I live right here about three blocks away from you, John of Ulster.
Okay.
When service is going to be around here available?
Sure. Let's go ahead and grab your address. And before I do so, what is a good callback number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
What you have right now?
Okay, so that's 845-430-6725.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And again, your name once more, please. I do apologize.
Yep. Steve Raftery, Raftery.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that, Steve. I do apologize for that. Is that with a V or PH?
What is he?
Okay, and what is your home address, please?
40 Gross Street, Groff.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and verify that the see when we get the service. And you said it was 40 Groff Street?
Yep, correct. Yep.
Okay. And that's 12401, right?
Kingston.
Yep. Well, I know, like, for example, Poughkeepsie has like a couple different zip code addresses, same with like Albany, so that's why I always double check. Groff, got it. Okay, so I do see that it is not available just yet, and let me just take a look as to when we're expecting it.
Yes, roughly. Because the bandit's got a deal going on, and as much as I hate Spectrum, I'm done with their shit.
Oh, I don't blame you. I completely understand. I've had a lot of people who have been very upset with them lately. So that's
Oh,
completely understandable.
I'll tell you what they did to me. I'm a senior citizen, okay? I'm 7 years old. There was a program that they had for seniors for all I had was just internet. It was like, I'm just gonna guess, it was like $25, $28 a month, and it got discontinued by the government, I guess. And next thing I
That's
know, I'm getting a
frustrating.
bill. What's that?
I said that's always frustrating.
Yeah, and I went out there. There was two girls working one night. Oh, here, call this toll-free number and get whatever. Right, that was a waste of time. Next thing I know, I get a bill in the mail for $268. I said, "Oh, really?"
268
That's correct.
just for internet?
And yeah, and the guy says, "Well, you never brought your equipment back." I said, "I'll be right back." So my bill went down to like $120 or something. I said, "You know what? You can do with your money. Shove it up your, you know what?" I said, "I have a."
Yeah, that's
I said, "You
understandable.
people can tell me, call me, notify me. But when your bills due, you said you call me 28,000 times a day, which they call me 3 times a day today. I'm not paying that bill. No way in hell."
Yeah, no, I completely understand, and I'm so sorry that you're
It
going through that.
was service that I never got.
I mean, that's just insane. Like, if it's service that you had, then fine, you know, that's understandable, but.
Right. I agree. Well, that's it for me.
That's.
I'm not a TV person. I'm always outside working, which I got about three things I'm doing outside right now. And I'm an electrician also.
I mean, that's always a tough job too.
Well, I'm an electrician. I've been doing it my whole life. I'm 7 years old. I'm still working.
I mean, bless you for that, 'cause I know a lot of people, you know, I mean, my father still works. He's 77. He still works. So I completely understand that. You got to make a living, right?
Well, when you have a mortgage on your house and a truck payment, and here's another one.
Absolutely.
Central Hudson. You ready for this one? There's another one. Another nightmare. When they all did their switch over and all that other stuff, take a guess what my Central Hudson bill is right now.
Oh, I can only imagine because I know mine is high.
Well, mine's a lot higher than yours. I'll trade you $2,800.
I don't think you want mine.
Yeah. You know why? Because they didn't send me a bill for about a year.
Right, exactly. I didn't receive a bill during the whole time of COVID.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you only have to pay them $10 a month for your old bill.
That's interesting.
The $10 rule, yep, that's correct.
That's very interesting.
That's all I pay. I pay my regular bill, which is not that much, $200 and some dollars, and another $10 towards the nonsense.
Wow, that's pretty intense. I mean, mine is like three times that amount, to be honest. So.
Yeah. And if you have any trouble, you call Public Service Commission up, or you call Senator Hinchy's office up, and there's a whole bunch of different ones.
Oh yeah, I mean that just this area, it's becoming very interesting. This country, in this age, things are changing. That's for sure.
Yep. Thanks to the city, that they're running us out of our own town. Mhm.
I know. It's insane. Yeah. It wasn't like this back in 2007 when I moved up here.
Nope.
All right. Well, I am looking into the estimated time frame as to when service will be available, but I'm not able to find that right this second. Would it be okay if I give you a call back to give you a more accurate time frame? I do know that we're still working on expanding in the Kingston area, but to get a better accurate, that way you have a bit more of a specific date or at least a specific month.
I can walk right to your place, but that's how close I am. So, the whole, when you get down Boyce's Lane,
yep.
Right to the right-hand side,
yep, we're right there on Enterprise.
Yep, you know where Zeon's was?
Yes.
I'm right across the street.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, do you know SDH cable or fiber optics?
Not personally, I don't. I do know about like Mid-Hudson. I'm familiar with a few of the other competitors.
Richie's... I don't know. He's an installer, but I don't know. He has his own business, so he's been here a long time. He used to work for Time Warner years ago with the fiber optics.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know Time Warner even had fiber optics at this point. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All I know is what we have, and I'm excited to have it myself. To be honest, I can't wait for us to expand a little bit further.
So you know what I have for TV right now?
Maybe DirecTV?
I got a little antenna. It's about 2 feet high. Back of my TV set. And it works just fine. I get 4 channels.
Yeah, I know. I used to work for a retail company that used to sell those. Unfortunately, they closed in Kingston.
Yeah, so. They work. All right. Well, give me a call when you find out. I can check.
Absolutely. Out. I'll give you a call right back in the next couple minutes if that's okay.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me in the meantime?
I'm good.
All right. Yeah, well, then thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I'll give you a call right back.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Stephen.